Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So Mike, did you ever watch Friends, the show Friends, when it was on TV?
Well, you know I'll be there for you. And yes, I did watch Friends. Not a huge fan, but I think growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, you couldn't avoid this show. It was so popular.
Yes.
And of course, many of the stars of the show are still movie stars today.
Right.
So it's a show that's loved by millions around the world.
Now, I mean, I only saw maybe sort of a bit of an episode here, one episode here.
Okay.
But even then, like, just, it's so kind of famous that you know the names of all the main characters.
Yep.
You kind of know what their personalities are like.
Yeah,
you know,
basically.
You know that Joey's kind of a bit dumb, funny, likes the ladies, you know, all these different. And it just enters what we'd say public awareness, public consciousness. Like, it's just become a thing that's like culture, pop culture, everybody knows about.
Absolutely.
Ross and Rachel, will they, won't they? How's it going to end up?
That's right. And not only was it popular in North America, but around the world. I even know people here who learned a lot of English
from watching Friends.
The DVDs. They would put the English on and the Chinese, and they would practice their English. So not just entertaining, but educational as well.
Yeah.
But of course, most people did watch it for the
laughs. For the fun, And now it is, it's out on Netflix. Okay.
Oh.
So that's why we've got this article. We're going to take a bit of a look at that and also talk about why Friends became such a big hit. Let's read through the article and find out.
Reading.
The Renaissance is here. Their struggles, laughs, and coffee shop gatherings are being watched by millions of people every day. Their TV show hasn't had a new episode since 2004. They are the cast of Friends, a show that is going through a revival some call the Renaissance. Friends, an American sitcom, ran for 10 years and had 236 episodes. 12 years later, it's pulling in 16 million viewers through replays on TV in the U.S. That's a big enough audience to make it a hit show. It's new or not. Netflix was so confident about the show's continuing that it recently bought the rights to the show for $120 million. There are many theories about why Friends is still very popular. Supposes that millennials envy the world the Friends cast live in. After all, the show never depicts smartphones, online dating, a poor job market, or sky-high rent. The show's theme song states, "I'll be there for you." And the show's friends always are. They, meaningful relationships. And maybe that's what young people regret not being able to fully experience today.
So the article starts and sort of gives, it doesn't actually introduce the show by name, but it does actually describe the show. It says their struggles, laughs, and coffee shop gatherings are being watched by millions of people every day. So, yeah, that was pretty famous, right? They all got together. Was it Central Perk?
Central Perk, yes.
They would get together in the coffee shop and make jokes and talk about their lives and their problems. And,
that's right.
Yeah, a lot of scenes happen there.
Phoebe would sing some of her terrible songs,
right,
which a lot of people know.
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat being her the most well-known. Anyway, so, of course, the show is very well-known. Still, we read on, still, their TV show hasn't had a new episode since 2004.
14 years ago it ended.
Wow,
that's a long
time. That's amazing. I guess with it on TV still quite frequently, it doesn't feel like so long ago, but that is true. 14 years ago, 2004, was when the last episode of this show aired. Now, when we talk about an episode, this noun basically means one unit of a television series. An episode of a show is often either 30 minutes or maybe an hour long. A season will be made up of 10, 20 episodes. And the whole thing, the whole story from beginning to end would be the series. So if you sit down to watch 60 minutes of the latest Game of Thrones, for example, you are watching an episode of Game of Thrones. And that's the topic of our example sentence. Are you going to watch the next episode of Game of Thrones this Sunday?
I know a lot of people love it. How many of them are going to die? Who knows?
It's depressing.
Okay, so who are we talking about? Well, the article says, they are the cast of Friends, a show that is going through a revival some call the Frenaissance. Okay, so it's a bad pun, it's a bad bit of wordplay, so it's taking Friends and the Renaissance, you know, this big cultural movement that happened in Italy and parts of Europe in the 1500s.
Basically meaning a rebirth.
A rebirth, okay. Yes. Okay, so there we use the word cast. We use it as a noun, and the cast is all the actors and actresses that are in a particular play, a TV show, or a movie. Now, the word can also be a verb. To cast someone in something means to give them a part, and if you use it in the passive, I've been cast in a movie, that means someone has given you a part. So, yeah, Friends, the Frenaissance, it's the revival. What do we mean by revival?
Well, a revival is kind of like a renaissance when something is reborn. Revival, this noun has more of the idea of bringing something back. When they bring something that was popular, famous, well-known in the past, that kind of went away for a little bit of time, and then they decide to bring it back for a whole new generation of fans, that would be a revival. Yes, we often use revival when talking about artistic works, creative works, movies, characters, something like that, all right? So, for example, we could say, a revival of Cats came to Taiwan just last month, I believe.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It was popular, kind of went away. They brought it back.
Well, they've revived the show. So revives the verb form of that word. Okay, we now see that Friends, an American sitcom, ran for 10 years and had 236 episodes.
Wow.
It's that word episode again. Now, you might be thinking, sitcom, what's that? Well, it is a situation comedy. So it takes the first three letters of each, puts them together to make sitcom, situation comedy. And this is a type of comedy about the same group of characters in a particular situation, could be a place or a job or something like that, that continues over several episodes. So it's not like a sketch comedy when you're seeing lots of different characters, maybe just one sketch each and then they go away. It's the sort of following the lives of people. It's like a very funny, silly version of a soap opera.
There you go. Friends, Big Bang Theory, these are How I Met Your Mother, these are some well-known sitcoms, and they are usually around 30 minutes long, not an hour long. That's right. All right, back to the article. 12 years later, it's pulling in 16 million viewers through replays on TV in the U.S.
And that's just the replays.
That's right. We kind of talked about it, never went away. Well, it didn't really go away. It was being replayed or shown again on TV. I remember going home a few years ago, you could see Friends on one channel at 5:30, another channel at 6, another channel at 6:30. It was always there. So
some networks would have that, like, Friends Night. We're going to show, like, all 12 episodes season, like, back to back.
That's how popular the show's been. That's why it doesn't seem to have gone away. And it is continuing to pull in viewers, which I guess is why Netflix is bringing it
wants
back,
wants a piece of it, yeah.
If something's pulling in, it's attracting, and pull in is our shortcut for you for today. So let's check that out, and then we'll be back with more about the Frenaissance.
Shortcut for you.
Yes, new high score.
You like the game I bought for you, I see.
I love it. Master of Legends is amazing.
That's great. How long have you been playing?
Since 4 p.m.
Oh, I see. Wow, it's been a few hours already.
I meant since 4 p.m. Friday.
Are you serious? Wow, that game has really pulled you in.
What? It's not pulling my anything.
That's not what I mean. To pull in means to attract a person or people.
Okay, so to pull somebody in means 吸引某人.
That's right. Hey, why don't we go for a walk? I'm sure you could use some fresh air.
A walk?
Yes. Remember those? We could be outside.
Nice try. I can't believe you're trying to pull me in with exercise. I'm on a new secret level.
Okay, welcome back. So, pulling in at 16 million for an episode, even though it's already been shown multiple times,
which is
great.
People can't get enough.
Yeah, and that figure, that 16 million, that's a big enough audience to make it a hit show, whether it's new or not.
Sure.
So, 10 years old, 20 years old, some of it, and it's still a hit show with audiences. Now, audiences are the people who watch something, usually some kind of entertainment. It can mean the people in a movie theater, but here the audience means all the people watching the TV show when it's broadcast and they're usually at home. Now, audience is uncountable if we're talking about one group, which say the audience. But we can use audiences as a plural noun when we're talking about two separate audiences. So one group of people go and see a movie one night, one group see it the next night. They are two different audiences. So just be careful how and when you use the plural. Here's an example of audience. The TV show's producers were excited because audience figures were high for the first few episodes of their new show.
Looks like it's a hit.
Yeah.
All right, back to Netflix, bringing back Friends. Netflix, it says, was so confident about the show's continuing success that it recently bought the rights to the show for $120 million U.S. dollars.
Whoa!
That's how much you'd pay for a new show today that no one had seen. Here's a show that's been around for 20 years or more. People are still watching it, though, so maybe that's money well spent. A lot of people might sign up to Netflix just so they can watch as much Friends
as they want. Yeah, they're pretty confident of getting that money back.
That's amazing. All right. When you're confident about something or when you're confident about yourself, you're very sure. You have strong belief. You think things are going to be fine, true, everything's going to work out. There's going to be no problem. All right. So if you're trying to do math from a child's math book, you might be confident that you can answer all of those questions correctly. It's simple stuff. But if you were trying to do math from a high university math book, you'd probably be less confident of getting that stuff right. So if you really think that everything's going to be great, that everything's going to work, that there will be no problems, you could say that you are confident. For example, I'm not a confident skier, so I won't go onto that big mountain. I'll fall and die.
Okay, so that sort of ends the first part of the article with this story. Netflix gets Friends. You'll be able to watch it anytime you want. They paid a lot of money for it.
That's the big news.
But why did they pay so much and why are people still watching Friends? The article's going to get into that. It says there are many theories about why Friends is still very popular. Okay. One of which supposes that millennials envy the world the Friends cast live in. Okay, so this is just a theory. A theory is an idea that explains why something is like it is. Usually with a theory, we have some evidence to support it, but this theory, this idea, has not yet been universally and completely accepted and agreed on. So it's kind of saying, like, we think this is why, we think this is likely. No, well, there could be other reasons, and we can't completely prove it, so everyone's like, yes, that's exactly it. So it's still a theory. Here's another example. There are several theories as to why the passengers on the ship Mary Celeste disappeared.
That's
very
a very
famous
mysterious
ship. Yep, just
story.
There. Nobody was on it. Everyone was gone. never been found, nobody knows why.
Was it aliens? Was it pirates? Was it an accident?
Giant squids?
These are different theories.
Yes.
There you go. And okay. We also had this word millennial.
Millennial, yes, which might just be me. I'm never quite sure because the word millennial is used to describe people born from roughly the start of the 1980s to the sort of late 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So this is it's a generation of people, and it's the ones who experience the internet as young people. And they're more familiar with using digital technology than the generations who came before. Mm-hmm. So millennials are mostly now getting into the workplace, and they often want to sort of, they've got different views to the generation that came before. They want to do things a bit differently. Mm-hmm. They've got different priorities in their life, but they're also maybe finding it harder because houses aren't as cheap as they used to be.
Right.
There aren't job pathways and not as simple as they used to be.
Yeah.
So that you can read online about millennials and the difficulties millennials face and so on. But we'll just say that maybe millennials are looking at the world of friends and thinking, wow, that's what I want. I don't have that.
Interesting. It kind of talks about how technology has changed so much of what we do for millennial people. They grew up with this internet technology since they were born, whereas others, like my generation, we got the internet later on into college after high school. So we remember the time of friends, and it kind of talks about that time in the next sentence of the article, right?
Yes, but first,
we have this word envy. Mm. Yeah, if you envy something, that means you're kind of jealous. It's very similar to being jealous. To be envious, to use the adjective envious, means you kind of want what other people have, or you want to be like other people. All right. So if you envy your friend because of their money, well, that's not very healthy. But you might envy people for some good things. You might envy your friend because they always do well in class and study hard and get good grades. You could envy someone because they're so good looking, or they're so tall, or, you know, they're kind of something that you're not quite, and you kind of wish you could. It's okay to envy people a little bit, but if it ends up making you miserable and unhappy with yourself, well, then it's not such a healthy thing to envy other people. For example, we could say many of us envy those who don't have to work.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
rich.
That would be good.
But you know what? I think I'd get bored quickly.
You probably would, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Okay, so let's kind of look at back at friends and this sort of how millennials will look at friends and think, that's what I want.
The
that's
world
what I
before
envy.
Millennials or
exactly.
before the internet. Yeah.
And we can tell it was that because, after all, the show never depicts smartphones, online dating, a poor job market, or sky-high rent.
Ah.
So obviously some of those are all things that are pretty common now. Difficult to find a job. Things are expensive.
True.
People do a lot more dating and other things online than they used to. And there were no smartphones all back then. There were pagers and early big fat giant Nokia cell phones, but not so much smartphones back then.
I do have to say, as someone who grew up at the same time as friends, their rent in New York, even when we were young, that seemed a little strange. That they can afford it. But there you go. So it was a different world. So maybe people now want to look back at that and go, wow, what an interesting different time that was.
Okay, so we just used the word depict there. We said the show doesn't depict smartphones. To depict, this is a verb, it means to show something through a picture or some other art form. In this case, TV. Of course, the smartphone was invented after the show had kind of finished and done most of its run. So, of course, no one will have a smartphone. It won't be depicted. It won't be shown on TV.
All right, back to the article. It says, the show's theme song states, I'll be there for you, a big hit song, and the show's friends always were. I guess that's something about it that people will also appreciate.
Yep.
Hopefully it hasn't changed. They were good friends.
Yeah, we can say the show's friends always are because it's still being shown.
That's right. Yeah. And they were always supportive of each other, which was one of the things people liked about it.
Yeah, that kind of relationship. Because we see that's the friends, they value meaningful relationships. And maybe that's what young people regret not being to fully experience today. I don't see why they should. Of course, you can still have meaningful relationships. So here, meaningful is having a great deal of meaning and importance. Something that's meaningful is serious and worthwhile. For example, a meaningful relationship is one that's important, it lasts a long time, and it would include both people supporting each other when they need it. A not-so-meaningful friendship would maybe be with people you don't mind hanging out with, but you wouldn't go to them when you really needed help. So here's an example. In my 10 years in Taiwan, I formed many meaningful connections with the country and the people who live here.
So if you left, you'd miss these people. They're important in your life.
Very important parts of my life.
There you go. Well, that's good. Sounds like you don't regret a lot of the time that you spent here. To regret, this verb means to kind of look back and feel bad about the things that you've done in the past. As if, maybe if you had a time machine, you would go back in time and change some of those things. So that feeling that you have in the present, when you look back on your mistakes, when you look back on your bad decisions and go, I wish I didn't do that, or I wish I could go back and do that again.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
There you go. That's what it is to regret. For example, a lot of people would regret starting smoking when they were younger.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe one reason why people think, well, we can't have such meaningful relationships these days is to do with how we communicate in person or with their smartphones. And that's what we're going to talk about right now in today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, as I mentioned, our question is all about meeting. Which do you prefer, meeting friends online or in person, and why? Now, relating this to friends, can you imagine if they were in a line group? Would they go and meet in Central Perk Coffee Shop?
That's
right. Or just line each other from home?
That's right. They could just group chat instead of getting together on the sofa in the coffee shop where many of their famous and funny scenes did happen.
How come no one else was ever using that sofa?
That's another question I have for you. But yes, which do I prefer, meeting friends in person or online? Well, definitely being an old guy, being not a millennial, I prefer in person. I don't think only old people prefer in person, but meeting people in person, going out to dinner, sharing a meal, having a wonderful conversation, having some laughs, that's best done face-to-face.
Absolutely.
You can see people's eyes, their expressions, you can hear the humor in their voices. Texting jokes is sometimes a little tricky because maybe they don't know it's a joke. And I just kind of prefer getting together face-to-face.
Sure. Now, as we live abroad and our families live back in Canada or the UK or elsewhere, meeting online and chatting or Skyping or whatever, it is necessary.
It's cheaper than a plane ticket.
Absolutely. So, I mean, over the last 10 years, I've really gotten used to doing it that way.
Okay.
But it's certainly not my preference. Yeah. I'd always want to go and see these people in person and spend some time with them. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our chat question and the article. Thanks for watching, everyone. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
The Renaissance is here. Their struggles, laughs, and coffee shop gatherings are being watched by millions of people every day. Still, their TV show hasn't had a new episode since 2004. They are the cast of Friends, a show that is going through a revival some call the Renaissance. Friends, an American sitcom, ran for 10 years and had 236 episodes. 12 years later, it's pulling in 16 million viewers through replays on TV in the U.S. That's a big enough audience to make it a hit show, whether it's new or not. Netflix was so confident about the show's continuing success that it recently bought the rights to the show for $120 million. There are many theories about why Friends is still very popular, one of which supposes that millennials envy the world the Friends cast live in. After all, the show never depicts smartphones, online dating, a poor job market, or sky-high rent. The show's theme song states, "I'll be there for you," and the show's friends always are. They value meaningful relationships. And maybe that's what young people regret not being able to fully experience today.
Vocabulary Review. Audience. The audience laughed when one of the actors did something funny. Confident. Greg is confident that he will get the job because he has a lot of experience in this field. Theory. The police officer has a theory about what really happened during the robbery and is looking for clues. Envy. Many people envy the rich businessman for his great fortune. Meaningful. It's hard to have a meaningful conversation when the other person is using their smartphone. Regret. I regret not saving up more money in the past. I bought so much stuff that I didn't need.